but they have all the functionality up here in the top.
So I've been teaching for almost 10 years now, and I really like it. It's a great job. I don't think I would like to do anything else.
Dean Brunell retired 5 years ago. If it wasn't for the new uniform, you'd never tell.
It feels like I never left the Army. It's almost like I retired and I still kept going.
Now he finds himself serving in a classroom, saving lives from a different angle. Specialist Megan Bell expresses how he helps her career.
He's been teaching us basically the fundamentals of CPOF altogether. I mean, down to the very, very basics of minimizing and regaining all of our lost items that are never really lost because they're always on the database.
CPOF, or Command Post of the Future, teaches warfighters how to securely send and receive data in a mission control setting.
The benefits we see translates to faster information flow. Being able to use these systems effectively allows us to give our commanders that information so they can make those decisions that will hopefully affect the outcome of a battle or a situation positively.
Major Michael Yeager defines how technology plays a role.
Time is a factor. I mean, to get the information in real time or near real time data capability is important. I mean, we have to be able to react as quickly as possible, and this ABCS system is going to do it.
Using these systems help advance the military's future, and these systems are impacting each and every warfighter.
Before Command Post of the Future came about, we had to go outside the wire to move information around. And I think General Thurman said it best, these systems are saving lives.
Senior Airman James Bueller, Yongsan, Korea.